I was a girl guide, and this was my great social activity. I was a brownie, first of all, and then I was a girl guide. True. Girl Hut was where it still is, in Gessers Road. Yes, yeah. And Mrs. Murphy, who was Frank Murphy started the radio works in Wellington City.
Right.
And she was his wife, and she was the chief guide in Hertfordshire, bit of Hertfordshire. And she lived at the Ludwick Corner House, as it was called. And she was a very nice lady, but very, very superior to us, who were very much less in the social standing, as it were. But we used to go to meetings, of course, and our weekends were taken up with activities. We used to sell flags, well, in stores and so on. We were asked to do that. We used to be bandaged up for the St. John's ambulance or something, and we used to practice, you know, bleeding and fainting. And what else did we do? Camping went out a bit because my sister was actually camping in Devon. How they got there, must have got there on the train, I suppose, but how they got all the tents and things, I don't know. But she was there when the war was declared. There was great panic. Bring them all home. So that their holiday was cut short a bit. And when we went away, it wasn't considered all right for us to go anywhere further than Mrs. Murphy's garden. And we used to camp there instead. And the fathers used to come on the day before and dig the latrines. my father was a warden, ARP warden, during the war. And he didn't have very much to do, actually. Wellington City was a safe area. And we used to say, well, what happens when de Havilland's is bombed? But where was the once? And they said it was the German bomber had worked at de Havilland's or something.
Yes, that's what I heard.
The story
too.
Was going around.
That's right.